Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio. From all of us at Radio Africana,
wishing you a healthy and happy holiday season.
Let's go!
Merry Christmas!
We're wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Good.
the favorite time of the year.
Turn up the festive music, wishing you a happy holiday season.
From Radio Africana.
Good evening and good evening and welcome. Well, it's not only just welcome, it's Merry Christmas. I hope you're listening, because unless I might get upset, I'm here by myself in the cold. Merry, Merry Christmas to you all. You know, we've seen through to this day and we are truly grateful. You know, we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father and my God, that you've enabled us to see another Christmas. Thank you for all the food that has been eaten. Thank you for all the celebration. Thank you for the families that have been met. Thank you for friends that have come round. Thank you, Father and my God, for the fellowship that's been had. We just give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We want to just keep saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Adonai, we praise you. We praise you for who you are. We praise you for all that you've done. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. You are the reason for the season, but you're the reason why we are grateful, because you're forever faithful. You are ever faithful, and we're truly grateful. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Now, we're continuing like we did last week with the songs that have been given in, and goodbye yesterday. You know, when I was sent the song, there's a West Indian version of it. I'm gonna look for it, and when you know, you're just saying goodbye to everything. You know, you've made up your mind, you're going God's way for the rest of our lives. But this one is telling us that, you know, we need to remember whose we are and who we are in Christ. We need to remember and recall that. And the person said it ministered to them through, the Lord ministered them through the song, and about taking their eyes of what has been and coming out of an agreement, breaking every agreement with negative thinking and things, and declaring the victory. Because you know, the song says dancing on the grave that was, because with Jesus, I know we're going to like we're in Easter, but we need to remember that part of the story as well. Jesus is alive, but he went to the grave and he conquered the grave. So everything that wants to bring us down, everything that wants to make us feel that things are defeated, he has won the victory. And in our lives, he's winning the victory. And it said it helped them to strengthen their declaration. And they've decided, you know, that... You know, almost to make strengthen the declaration of deciding to follow Jesus, and to know that the difficult situations will pass. God will take them through, and that they need to keep stepping out in the Lord, because the Lord is with them like a mighty man of war. He is with us, and we... It's recognizing those things. Recognizing those things. So, as some of you have noticed, I have keep sending you that you are the guest speaker, because it's your stories, it's your songs. And yes, we normally have a lot of Christmas songs, but it's the season to declare what God has done and is taking you through. And just declare that He is good. He is good. He is good. And His mercy endureth forever. So thank you very much for that encouraging, you know, because we need to remember what He's done. There's so many songs, and that's why I said we're going to keep going over it and over it. And these songs are going to be in for quite a few weeks. because I want us to, yes, we're pressing forward, but to remember. Now, for those of you that have read my favorite book, one of my favorite books, Hind Feet, every time she got to a place, she made an altar and she got a memory stone. We are creating that place to just reflect and to wait on the Lord, but to remember that what is he saying to us now and where is he taking us to? What is it that is like becoming our memory stone? The victories that God has carried us to this point. We're seeing Merry Christmas 2025. Like I said, in the last program, it just seemed like the other day we were saying Happy New Year. And we've seen a lot occur, even if we look out in the world. So God has brought us to this point, and there's more to come. So I want us to hold on fast to that. We're going to listen to the next song, and a couple of people have sent this in, and it's No Weapon Formed Against a couple of people. So we've got to have that. And what does that remind us of? Now, both of them have actually said that it's encouraged them that regardless of what they're going through, what they face, that no weapon can prosper. It cannot last. You know, it cannot last. One person said that it rings true with spiritual warfare that they've gone through in their life and affirms God's power and protection in their life. So no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You might be looking like today, there's been a lot going on. You know, you're recounting. Some of you might be thinking about loss that you've had. Some of you might be thinking, you know, not only a person, but things that you've lost, things that have happened that you just, that, you know, you're grieving over. Because we don't only grieve over people, it's situations, circumstance, grieve over things that have not yet occurred. I want us to really use this song to focus that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Let this song minister unto you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon. could say you.
There just ain't one.
Although they've set a snare and a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
Well, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm personalizing it, you know. And that's the whole essence of this. Personalize these things, because God is a personal God. Jesus is a personal God. We're going to have another song. And these songs are actually reminding me the some songs I've listened to in the past. But also, it's... gives you a deeper meaning of this season, you know, because we can, like I've said previously, we can get all wrapped up in the tinsels and the gifts and all that, but we really need to think it's actually about Jesus. So we need to focus in on him and what he's doing, done, and give him all the glory, you know, and give him all the praise for all that. It's, and part of declaring that no weapon formed against, it reminds you, and you declare it, you know, like the other song said, the other person said the song, it helps them to declare. We need to declare it into our atmosphere that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And get that right down into your spirit, man, to just re-energize you and say, woo! You know, and then it just reignites your faith to believe him. Now, this next song, Let Me Want What You Want. Now, a couple have sent this, and it's taken them through different seasons of this year, from wanting to please God in what they do and wanting more of him. And that's what we want, more of him to saturate this season. Can you just imagine if the Lord's presence was so saturated every home in this season, every home today, every single home, even every home in your street, that everyone was declaring that they want more of the Lord. Wow, it would be amazing. It would be amazing. People will be on the streets, just, it would be really amazing. It's helped them to worship, to praise, and to keep their hearts focused on the Lord. Even when it wants to wander off, sometimes we, our thoughts, you know, when we're looking and focusing on the Lord, you know, our thoughts can be captivated by something we've heard and seen. And I remember encountering someone when I wanted to change professions, not completely, but I was looking at, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want? And I'd shown, I think it was a person, an agency, my qualifications, and they said it had, they're not worth anything. And I, you know, when you look at someone, and then in your mind, the mind tells you, like, you know, the qualifications are not valid, they're not valuable. You just then start thinking, do qualifications expire? I don't understand. But that played my mind, my heart. And that's why I say we need to declare the truth about what God is saying. And the way God turned things around, what someone had said was worthless became very valuable to another. So, you know, we need to not cast our pearls, cast what is valuable before those that don't value us. We need to value ourselves, declare what God, and I'm not saying pridefully, but we need to declare that this day of all days, what the Lord, you know, came, this is the beginning of the journey. Thank you for the beginning of the journeys in your life. And as it goes on, you keep thanking him that he's taking you through onto victory, because he's not done yet. We've got another song, because we're just singing unto the Lord. Singing unto the Lord more and more. And we want to focus on the Lord, because this is Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. So we're going to have the next song, and I want you to tune in and just, you know, and when I say tune in, it's not that you're not tuning, but focus in on the words. Be blessed as you listen.
Living life that is very best, Lord. that is living to glorify your name.
Welcome back to Belong to You, to Belong to You. Oh wow, to belong to you, Jesus. Take me to the place. Take me to the place. Father, we're grateful. We're grateful that we are here on this wonderful Christmas morn, this wonderful Christmas day. You know, we're grateful for the food. We're grateful for the family. We're grateful for the friends. We're grateful for the fellowship. We're grateful for, because when there's life, there's hope of a greater tomorrow. We're grateful for the significance of this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We don't want to forget it in the midst of everything. We do not want to forget it. We do not want to forget the significance of this day. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful song that was. And my beautiful niece, one of my beautiful nieces, has sent a song that is called Wonderful, you know, and because I asked quite a few people, and you can still send songs. They may not be in this format, but we'll play them, and I will share your testimony on the programs, because we want to remember that the Lord is wonderful. He's marvelous. Majestic is his name. We want to be in that presence where we, you know, the yes, we're having a blessed time, and you might be even thinking, oh, you wanted to watch a Christmas movie, that one that you've watched 20 times before, and but it makes it feel like Christmas. But I want you to also pause and reflect, because before you know it, you're going to be saying Happy New Year. And we want to start pausing and reflecting. In some churches, they might be preparing that by tomorrow you're into a fast, and so this is a way to start thinking of and reflecting on the goodness of God, because we want to start 2026. Wow, I remember the days when they used to tell us that by the year 2000 everything is going to go one way or the other. Somebody mentioning no names had even written a song about it, and people just thought, huh? And that song was rinsed that year 2000. And here we are, 2026, fast approaching, because it's not slowing down, fast approaching. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those of you that were born in the 2000 and something, say thank you, Lord. You know, those of you that you saw 19 something something, we're not going to say what the something something. Say thank you, Lord. Because some people didn't make it. And sometimes we can get so, oh, I'm fed up of buying this, I'm fed up of doing that. But let the Lord take us, like that song, take us to the place. Be reflective of the goodness of God, of the kindness of God, of being led to that place of worship. That regardless, you know, that we're journeying with the Lord, and that, Lord, we're grateful. We are grateful. You know, just start saying, I'm grateful. Some of you might be thinking, this Christmas present you got, in fact, why did they buy me that? They could have just say, thank you, Lord, that they even thought of you to buy you a Christmas present. You know, say thank you, Jesus. They could have thought of other people. Say thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes even the time to buy the Christmas present, you have to even thank the Lord when you find the time. You know, somebody was asking me about a week ago that, oh, you know, have you got all your gifts and things? I said, some people are going to get Happy New Year because the time tikoja, really tikojad. Yeah, even before I was telling them the time to, then I realized that they don't really understand, so I had to do a bit translate. Time has well passed, so I've already calculated it will be Happy New Year. And they said, well, at least they should be grateful that they get a gift. And I thought, I like you. Because the reason for today is that Christ came. And this is the beginning of the hallelujah. The beginning of, you know, so let's ask the Lord to take us to that place. Take us to that place. Because sometimes we can get focused on the wrong things. Now we're going to listen to the next song by my beautiful and wonderful niece called Wonderful. Keep listening and to the songs.
Autumn, spring, mountains, blue skies, and the seas, rainbows, sunshine, and the trees. Jesus, maker of the Lord, Jesus. Autumn, spring, mountains, blue skies, and the seas,
rainbow,
sunshine, and the trees,
you made them,
Jesus, the maker of them all. Everywhere I go, I see you right there, in the beauty of nature, you shine all around.
Everything,
Jesus, the maker.
amazing, dear Lord. You are amazing, dear Lord. You amaze me, dear Lord. You amaze me, dear Lord. You are amazing, dear Lord. You're amazing, dear Lord. You are amazing,
dear Lord.
You are amazing,
dear Lord.
You are amazing,
dear Lord.
Jesus, you're amazing,
dear Lord.
You're so amazing,
dear Lord.
You're so amazing,
dear Lord.
Your love is amazing,
dear Lord.
Your grace is amazing,
dear Lord.
Your glory is amazing,
dear Lord.
Your power is amazing,
dear Lord.
You made the heavens and the earth,
dear Lord.
Summer, winter, autumn, spring. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can declare you're wonderful. Thank you, Lord, that we can declare that you're good. Thank you, Lord, that we can declare that your mercies endureth forever. Thank you, Lord, that regardless of the season, we are declaring, we are shouting on the rooftops that you are wonderful. Wonderful counselor. Wonderful counselor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For you are the reason for this season. And we say thank you, Lord. We're truly grateful. We're truly grateful. We look unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. We look unto you, and we will not be overwhelmed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be listening to another song, and it's one of my sisters, and she says that she listens to this to, you know, to remind her about trusting. And being, you know, trusting the Lord and being led by the Holy Spirit. That just to lean into the words, to lean into the Lord, to lean into. So it's not just your understanding. Because look at it. All the scriptures that were said to foretell about Jesus coming. All of them. A lot of people had, like I've said previously, another king like King David. Okay, they knew it was going to be the lineage of David. So another king like King David that was going to rescue them. And, you know, that's what they had in their mind. So I say this because sometimes we have something in our mind, but the way it means that the Lord is working it out is not that way exactly. Jesus still came, but the way he came, how he came, what it was different to what some expected. So I want us to check our perspective. Check our perspective. About a week ago, I shared my status that your perspective. You know, I was driving home and the Lord was getting me to drive really slowly, and people were darting across the road like I was not there, but I couldn't see them. But I realized, the Holy Spirit made me realize that from their vantage point, you can see them because you've got headlights and they're running across the road. My vantage point, I couldn't. It was rainy and all. And so all I saw for some people was something shadowy. Something seemed to be moving. It wasn't clear, like it was a person. Sometimes I looked at, okay, a car has stopped. The car coming the opposite direction has stopped. And this was really poignant to me. And I thought, what is going on? And I was at, you know, these pedestrian crossings, but the ones where it's not with the lights, it's just the flashing lights, and you see a person, you slow down, they're crossing, you stop, and you let them cross. And I saw that a van, I was coming one way, and there was a van coming in the opposite direction, and they stopped. And I thought, why did they stop? And I just thought, stop. Then I thought they were looking at one person on my side of the road that wanted to cross. I thought, oh, that's... No. It was somebody has already started crossing the road. And I thought, Lord Jesus, thank you. And the Holy Spirit really ministered to me that our perspective is our perspective. It's not the whole picture. If the person had realized that I couldn't see them, maybe they'll have stopped. If the person had realized that what they thought was happening was actually not what was happening, maybe they'll have rethought that what they their action. So I want us to really reflect what you think, what judgments we make, and this might be seemingly a bit deep for Christmas Day, but what judgments we make is not the whole picture. You might be having a judgment on your situation, a judgment on a person, a judgment, whatever it might be. And you might be looking at it this way, but God, who's got an aerial view, can see more. And I realized that when the Holy Spirit was ministering to me, that wow, my perspective, I need to ask the Lord to elevate my vantage point, because sometimes I look at something and I'll think, ah, but the Lord from his vantage point is like he's just rearing up for a testimony. So I want us to, you might even have a perspective on this is how this should be, this is how that should be, you know, like I've shared about qualifications. Well, you've got this, this is how. No, God is not limited by that perspective, because he has an overarching, an overview that is far greater than we can imagine. So I want us to really realize that we need in this season to trust the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him and he will direct our path. So we're going to be listening to the next song, and be blessed as you listen.
This is my worship. This is my offering. In every moment I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you even when I can't see it. And even in suffering I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't wanna follow my own ways. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Oh, Spirit. It felt like a burden, but once I could grasp it, you took me further, further than I was asking. And simply to see you, it's worth it all.
Wow, Spirit lead me, Spirit lead me. Father, we come to the end of the program and we're going to leave a bit of the gap so we can have some Merry Christmas songs, because as I said to the producer, you know, if I start playing them in January, some of you will tell me that I've missed my season. So we're going to do quite a few towards the end. But I just want to thank you for all your contributions. And I'm still, if you've not heard yours, I'm still going to be playing some more, because you sent in loads and none should be left out. So, Father, my God, we just want to thank you. We praise you for this season, for what you've brought us through, for where you're taking us to. And we know that you are leading us forward. I want to say that you're wonderful. Majestic is your name. Thank you for being able to say Merry Christmas and bringing you Christ in the center of it all. I want to say to everyone, have a blessed and glorious Christmas day, the rest of it, and Christmas season, and plan and prepare and guard your heart and mind and look forward to the victories that he has won, that you're walking into. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Have a blessed and glorious day. Bye for now.
Joy to Love.